want someone to love me for who I am. These are the lyrics that the Nick Jonas and the administration decided to share with us somewhat like, I don't know, 5, 10, 73 years ago. And I remember loving that song so much. And I think a lot of us feel that way every single day, which is why that song resonated with so many of us. We don't want to have to change who we are to be loved. We don't want to have to be better or do better to be appreciated as the person that we are. And yeah, we want to do better and be better, but can someone right here, right now, just love me for who I am? Look, I know that this might sound quite cliche as a mental health advocate who is also a pastor's kid and follower of Jesus. First and foremost, God loves us for who we are. In all the ways that He desires to see us grow as humans, He loves us for who we are. And then we can love ourselves for who we are. And again, in all the ways that we should hope to want to see ourselves grow, we can still love ourselves for the imperfect and messy selves that we are right here, right now. And someday, maybe even today, maybe even for the last 5 or 10 or 30 years of your life, you will recognize that there are people that do love you for who you are. Your friends, your spouse, your cousins, your neighbor, if it's like a healthy neighbor relationship. I feel like now my mind is tanking on like a creepy neighbor. I didn't mean like a creepy neighbor. I just meant like an Agatha nosy neighbor. Actually, no, she was not just a nosy neighbor. All right. Okay, bye.